We had a strong temper and a strong sense of justice and injustice. And this led him, I think, to make some decisions that maybe if he'd have thought them over a little bit more, he wouldn't have done. But if he thought, I don't care whether it's the blackest Negro or the wealthiest white man, if he thought he was being wrongly treated, that was his opinion. And I inherited a lot of that myself. And I find it in the family, pretty much in all of our close family. I haven't rubbed elbows enough with distant cousins to find out how far it's reached out. I think I made some decisions over my lifetime simply by inheriting that same trait. I'm not bragging on myself, it's just the way your mind runs. For example, Pop had been leading a superintendent of Sunday school and leading the lodge, and we had a woodman of the world. I think it's still organized. It's, I know it's dead all through this area.
What was the name of that again?
Woodman of the world.
Woodman.
Mm-hmm.
Is that like a is that a professional group?
It was a secret order.
Oh, okay.
We've got one or two tombstones out here in the cemetery, Woodman of the world markers. Well, he was, I've forgotten what the top man was, and he was the head of the lodge. But things came up that he thought weren't fair and weren't right, and he resigned as Sunday school superintendent, and he got out of the lodge eventually. And I can look back on my own career, and I can see some things happening. It also was a something of a warning to me to be careful, think it over twice maybe.
Okay. I think we all have. I know I have traits like that.
There's
some parts of my. I respect my grandfather, my mother's side, a great deal. Mm-hmm. He's from Kentucky and he's backwoodsman type person. But there are aspects about him that I have to be very careful about because I can see them in me and they're not pretty.
Yeah.
Okay. How about the your maternal grandparents? Do you where were they born? You know, education, just general background.
Well, on Grandma Finch's side, the family's been in here since anybody ever got here. These were the Taylors, over toward where a little bit north of Nelson Hilliard, and north of Barron's Crossroads. But they were members of that Mount Olive Primitive Baptist Church there. But the Finches, we haven't been able to find much about Grandpa yet. His daughters, Aunt Mattie particularly, always said he was an Irishman, and he probably was. He had something of the appearance of an Irishman. That is about all I ever knew. He didn't have but one sister, and she didn't have but one daughter, and she had no children. So the only line that's left of Grandpa's family is his immediate descendants.
Hmm. And you think they might have been originally Irish?
I think Grandpa Finch was, not Grandma. The Taylors, you know, could be most anything. They could be Scots, or could be English. I don't think they'd be Welsh. But there's so many Taylors, you find it hard to separate them out. I haven't even tried to get back at my great-great-grandfather.
You ever heard any people in the South that would have a name Taylor and then change it to Sitaris? The Latin word for Taylor?
No.
I ran across that once. I thought it was kind of strange to have a name like Sitar, which is Latin for Taylor, you know?
No, I didn't know that changed.
how old is your wife, sir? Or would she mind, I ask?
No, she doesn't mind. Santa be a...